Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of April 1st, 2023. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite care, and a travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. We'd like to acknowledge this Monday is honorary board member Jim Tyson's birthday. We want to wish Jim a happy birthday and all the best of good health and happiness here in the future. This weekend is a respite care weekend, a time in which campers' families have dropped their family member off with disabilities on Friday night, and they'll come back on Sunday to pick them up. A great opportunity for a little break for parents and loved ones, and the campers are having a super time at Camp Courageous. We also have our travel program heading off to Galena this weekend, so we hope that they have a wonderful time. This Wednesday is the big spring break bash here at Camp Courageous. It's a free event for campers. School groups come from all over. There's over hundreds of individuals that attend, and just a great time in all the different activities offered here at Camp Courageous. This past weekend, Camp Courageous program staff went through a ropes course facilitator training and verification testing program here at the camp. So all of our program staff now are certified for all of our various rope course activities, from the Burma Bridge to the Jungle Gym and so much more. We have an incredible staff, all super well trained, and we appreciate all that they do to make the campers' time here at Camp Courageous the very, very best. Construction on the new 18-hole fully accessible miniature golf course at Camp Courageous is moving along quickly. Last week, the site was leveled and filled with sand to create the elevations required for the course. The crew will continue working on this phase of the project until all 18 holes and other concrete needs are poured, weather permitting. The project is expected to be done in late May and available for campers for the summer season. Help is still needed to cover the construction costs of this fully accessible miniature golf course. If you'd like more information, you can go to Camp Courageous' website at campcourageous.org. Here to talk a little bit more about this project is one of Camp Courageous' most exceptional volunteers and one of my right-hand helpers, Camp Courageous Volunteer Project Specialist Jeff Pitlick, to talk about this project.
Okay, my name's Jeff Pitlick. I've been involved in a number of projects out here in camp. My wife and I have been volunteers for almost 10 years now doing different projects out at camp. Behind me, you can see we got a group from Harris Miniature Golf out of Scranton, Pennsylvania, that we solicited bids from four major miniature golf course companies. To my surprise, there was a diversification of different projects that could be done, which one would have been a modular, one would have been a mobile, and one would be a functionally put in place scenario like this is. Harris won the award by partnering with Camp Courageous, which is what we try to do with anybody who is a major contributor to what goes on out here, is try to partner with them. So we like to have the people that are working with us help support the cause. And what we have found in talking to the guys working back here, they are just impressed to no end about Camp Courageous. They are just, it's just amazing to them. So we got an 18-hole, totally ADA accessible miniature golf course. We've redesigned, I just talked to the gentleman behind us a little bit ago, and they redesigned holes to make sure that we're as ADA compliant as possible, because we want to have a golf course that sets for everybody that comes to Camp Courageous, regardless what their disability is. One of the major things we did to support people with disabilities is the fact that down the center, which is not done yet, is a major sidewalk that will accommodate campers going to the holes and doing like a shotgun start. Or if they're, for some reason, they have to leave to go, they aren't interfering with any other golfer when they're going to exit the hole. Normally the flow goes through hole to hole to hole. This way they can kind of escape to the middle and exit without interrupting anybody else. They're going to put a number of obstacles here, but all the obstacles or the width of the holes are all wheelchair accessible, the ADA requirements plus. The slopes, they're adjusting periodically, and that's one of the changes that was just made recently, what I just found out about. So they're really working to make it ADA compliant. The reason we located the golf course in this spot, which is right next to the zip line, is because of the fact that there's a tendency when there's large groups out here that a line will form, because the zip line can only carry two people at a time. So this way it gives campers or visitors an opportunity to disperse and go play golf, or maybe play a hole or two until it's their turn.
Thank you, Jeff, for your endless work ethic And Jeff's wife, Royce, too, is a huge part of Camp Courageous, giving us some great sound and good suggestions as we continue to grow the future of Camp Courageous. Next week, the spring season kicks off with day groups coming to Camp Courageous. Groups come from across the area, from a huge area. They include Marion High School, Wings Park Elementary, Excelsior Middle School, Vinton-Shelsburg, Anamosa, West High down in Iowa City, Monticello, Prairie, Hills and Dales, Piasta, Comanche, Wapsie Valley, Independence's Junior and Senior High, Bellevue, Carpenter, Cascade, Linmar, Solon, Shannon Elementary, Starmount, and the list goes on and on. We hope that they all have a super time here at Camp Courageous. Just a reminder that the Manchester Grasso is going full blast, located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays from 9 to noon. Run 100% by volunteers, and we sure do appreciate all those people that bring up things that we can sell. The need of the week is remote control bowls. These little bowls are about $30. You can get more information at Camp Courageous' website and order them directly from Amazon wish list. Once again, about $30, and the campers just love those to no end. Memorials this past week where loved ones have asked that the memorials come to Camp Courageous include Betty Solova from El Burnett, great supporter of the camp for many years, and our dear friend, camper Linda Hartzell from the Davenport area passed away. Longtime camper, great individual. Linda was one of those campers. She was on a stretcher, and back in 1984, the campers voted to go and see President Reagan at the Cedar Rapids Airport, and we lifted Linda in her stretcher to see the president, and the president waved at her. So one of those incredible, memorable experiences. So we were very fortunate in that. Camp Courageous hopes you have a wonderful weekend, a great week to come. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous in 2023. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.